This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the BlowTopSecret.com HumorBot podcast in reply to Calipadea on Net Chicken Poses a Danger. And I listened to that and I did get kind of worried there for a minute. I was thinking, you know, H5N1, the way they're spreading it on the news and everything and talking about it, man, this is going to be serious. You're going to have to watch out for danger everywhere. There's no telling where it's going to come from or when it's going to get you or how quick it'll kill you. But then I decided, you know, how dangerous could net chicken be? I decided to do a little research into the matter. And quite frankly, I'm not that worried about net chicken anymore because I looked up a few members' names, you know, and I'm far more worried about catching something for the member of ATS named Butthrax. Butthrax is an actual member of ATS. I mean, the names I'm about to mention are all members of ATX. After reading the name Butthrax, though, I did put on some of those real thin surgical gloves, you know, because I'm kind of worried about touching my keyboard now. You know, but if you think about it, we have Pandora on here. You know, what do you think you're going to catch when you open that box? Huh? We have a member named Mr. Bunnyman. Mr. Bunnyman. That, okay, maybe he raises the rabbits. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, but toxic, I'm not sure I want to read anything by toxic or a hacker because they sound far more dangerous than net chicken. Okay, I mean, there's just so many. There's somebody on here named Jack the Ripper. Now, how do I know that's not the Jack the Ripper? You know, what am I going to catch from him? You know, it's okay. Rainbow Orgasm. Rainbow Orgasm. It sounds like a pleasant thought, I suppose. But you know, I don't know. That one just kind of threw me for a loop. And then you got Deep Throat. Do you think you catch something from Deep Throat? Something that, you know, it's going to take some penicillin to cure? Okay, that's, you know, that's nothing. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Linda Lovelace as much as the next guy. Every man on earth owes her a debt of gratitude for what she inspired in this world. I don't know about, you know, being a name on ATS. And then I run across another name that's kind of scary. It's actually kind of freaked me out. The name was Tanya Crown. And I said, Tanya Crown? You know, I know Thomas Crown, Tanya Crown, Thomas Crown, Tanya Crown. No, I don't even want to go there. I don't even want to go there. It must be his daughter. That's I'm just going to leave it at that, you know. And there's even more dangerous names out there. You know, Mr. Whoopi. Somebody who would call himself Mr. Whoopi. Now there's no telling what a Whoopi could spread. There's just no telling. It's one of those strange, abnormal names, and you have to worry about the person that could come up with it and what that person is capable of. So really, I'm really not going to worry about net chicken that much, not when we have members like Blind Virus and Necro 99 running around. Nope. I think net chicken is going to be one of the safer members, you know. So I'm going to keep my gloves on now and call this a day. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi.